Larry and Tony.
Hello.
Where's Carla? We'll start in about 60 seconds. Carla? Okay, good morning and half a day, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much. My name is Vince Ariola. I'm the director at the Department of Public Works. We are the contracting officer for the construction of the new Simon Sanchez High School. Thank you all for attending today's mandatory pre-proposal conference for the construction. It is 9:02 a.m. and pursuant to the request for proposals that DPW just issued this past Friday, we are conducting this pre-proposal conference that is mandatory, and we are conducting this meeting in the Guam Economic Development Authority conference room, which is located in the fifth floor of the ITC building. Just a few housekeeping issues. All attendees here, everyone in this room, must sign and completely their name, address, phone number, emails, and other pertinent information at the registration desk here. I ask that you all put your cell phones on silent, mute, or turn them off. And this meeting is being recorded for audio only. So before we begin, I would like to do a roll call of everybody in the room for the record. I ask that you speak loudly. Say your name and the company or organization that you are representing. I will start with myself and then we'll work here and then work around the room. My name again is Vince Ariola. I'm the director of the Department of Public Works.
Lester Carlson, director, BBMR.
Good morning, Carla Massayan, principal of Simon Sanchez High School.
Carlos Bordalio, deputy administrator, GIDA.
Joe Duenas, Pacific Region Manager for SSFM.
Layla Ledway, project coordinator for SSFM.
Connie Garrido, project coordinator, SSFM.
Skylar Suarez, CIP, UPW.
Lacey Martinez, Pacific Federal Management.
Ken Sinicles, Pacific Federal Management.
Martez Esmos, Masay Construction.
Joseph Rico Balaman, Masay Construction.
Regent Chi from Future World Corporation.
JG ENF United.
Devani Forrest, Guam Educational Financing Fund Green.
Ed from Salvador Construction.
Jeff Tester from Civic Data Systems.
Aisha Tula, Line Core Solutions, Capcom.
Sam Rosano, Capcom Construction. Mr. Jacinto Pagiga from JNB Water Tech and a representative of Alcaldi Capital.
Albert Vistel from JNB Water Tech.
Darren Palmas from Pacific Rim.
Linda Ibanez, Deputy Director of Public Works.
Cristina Leal Guerrero, Marco Equipment.
Jesse Munoz, Marco Equipment Sales.
Good morning, everyone. Austin Silva from Cortec.
Ravier Javelosa, Cortec International.
Alan Milampa, Cortec International.
Jeffrey Gordes, Cortec International.
Good morning, everyone. Philip Rockin from Eastern Construction. Thank
you. Alessandro Palano, General Pacific Services.
Phil Roberto, General Pacific Services and Tampa.
Good morning, Tina Garcia, GIDA Public Finance.
Angeline Reyes, GIDA Public Finance.
John Smithless, GIDA Public Finance.
Cedric Cruz, Tenebuchi with McHale Architects. Albert Branti with Tenebuchi with McHale Architects.
Ed Hibble-Mill, SSFM.
Larissa Nicholas, DPW. Ernie Candeletta, Deputy Director, DPW.
Erica
Tyson,
DPW.
John Pellemeyer, General Supervisor, DPW.
David Sue from PSU Investments.
Okay, did we get everybody on the record? Okay, perfect. Let me continue. Yes. Let me continue. Let me just remind everybody of the evaluation team. Some of the members who are here. I am one of the members of the evaluation team from DPW. We also have the principal of Simon Sanchez, Carla Masaya. She's one of the evaluation members. Carlos Bordalio. He is the Deputy Administrator at GIDA. We also have the Director of DLM of Land Management, Joe Borja. He's not here. We have the Superintendent of GDOE, Eric Swanson, Dr. Eric Swanson. He's part of the evaluation team. And also DPW Permits Administrator, Benny Sinicles. So there's six evaluators in this request for proposal. And I want to acknowledge the collective efforts of the dedicated teams of evaluators and administrators and consultants that have come this far to put this RFP together and get to this point of the pre-proposal conference here. An entity that's been helping us through this entire process is Assistant AG Tom Keeler from the Attorney General's Office. Together, we spent the last several months meticulously crafting this request for proposal you've received as of Friday. This is not just any project. This is a pivotal, long-term investment in the future of our island's children and the entire community. Let me be clear about what we are seeking. We are not just looking for a contractor to build a school. We are seeking a true partner for the Simon Sanchez Sharks, a partner who will stand by this school for the next 30 years. This partnership will not end with construction. We are seeking a partner who can finance, design, build, maintain, and lease back this facility to us, to the government, to GDOE. This is a comprehensive, forward-thinking situation and solution that will serve the needs of the school and the community for decades. We are looking for a developer who understands the urgency of this project. With a strict 2-year timeline to complete construction, we need someone who can rise to the challenge, understand the weight of this responsibility, and ensure we meet the needs of our students and staff without compromise. Above all, we are looking for innovation. We need a partner who will bring creative and efficient solutions in terms of materials, methods, means, and scheduling. Solutions that will not only ensure the highest quality, but will also meet the ambitious timeline we've set. As you prepare your proposals, I strongly encourage you to showcase how your team's out-of-the-box thinking and innovative approaches can set you apart. We want to see bold ideas that balance excellence, efficiency, and sustainability. Innovation is key to the success of this project. We want to hear how you plan to deliver a modern, top-tier educational facility that will benefit students, educators, and the community for years to come. In closing, thank you again for your participation. This project is not only crucial for the Simon Sanchez Sharks, but for the future of education in our community. I look forward to reviewing your proposals, and I wish you all the best of success. At this time, I'd like to call Mr. Lester Carlson, Director of BBMR, to talk about the financing schemes of this proposal.
Thank you, Vince. Continuing on with the theme of a partnership, as Director Ariello stated, we would be remiss if we didn't just take this down to brass tacks. We don't expect your companies to bring $150 million to the table. The public law makes it very clear that the financing shall, emphasis on the word shall, be through municipal financing, which means the Guam Economic Development Authority, who's tasked with doing all the financings for the government of Guam, will be a partner in obtaining the funds necessary to carry out this endeavor. So while we're going to be your partner in getting the funds, we also want to make sure that you guys take the effort, as Director Ariola said, to showcase how you interact in a P3 type situation, because this is really a public-private partnership. We are going to be responsible for the debt service on these obligations that we're going to enter into in the bond market. We plan to go to the bond market and secure the funds necessary. We have the authorization already. We don't expect you guys to do this on your own. It's really going to be something that will be in the government of Guam's annual budget as far as an obligation that we have as far as debt. We've done this successfully with GEFF or Okidu, Adakau, Liguan, and Asumbo Middle School. We've done it for JFK. We've also assisted CorpTech in being able to leverage their lease over at TZEN for financing. That was kind of like an after the fact thing, after the lease was already established, and they basically used their lease as collateral for the financing. We have a very, very good track record, and we're very good at getting money. So the what you need to do in that respect is demonstrate how you have in the past worked in a P3 environment. And you know, rest assured, we will get the funds. We will be able to provide the necessary funding. We do have constraints that are noted in the Makahat Act, and I encourage all of you to be able to, you know, familiarize yourself with what those authorizations are, so that we can all, you know, move forward together after the selection of the best qualified proposal. So with that, we wish you the best of luck. As Director Arreola said, we look forward to this momentous accomplishment and the partnerships that we will you know, realize with whoever it is amongst you that is ultimately selected. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lester. At this time, I'd like to call Mr. Joe Duenas. He is our consultant, our construction manager with SSFM. He is the principal in charge. And he will basically read through and go through the RFP with you. And then after that, we'll have closing remarks. Joe.
If you could, please open your packets up to the agenda. I'm going to read, starting with Section 4 into the record. Section 4, intent. The Governor of Guam, through the Department of Public Works, and with the assistance of the Guam Economic Development Authority, issues this request for a proposal for financing, demolition, design, build, lease back, and insure capital maintenance, FDD, BLM, of a new Simon Sanchez High School in GIGO. The Government of Guam, the lessee, acting through DPW, seeks to procure the new facility through a municipal lease back arrangement in compliance with the Makahat Act of 2013, Public Law 3722, and all applicable public laws, including but not limited to Public Law 2027, Chapter 8, Title 1 of the Guam Code Annotated, relating to arts in the public buildings and facilities. Under this RFP, the Government of Guam is authorized to lease school property to the successful proposer to facilitate project financing, demolition, design, construction, FF&E services, and insurance and maintenance services. Upon completion, the Government of Guam will lease back the facility for a mutually agreed upon term to amortize the associated costs. The lease back period shall not exceed 30 years from the scheduled completion date. It may be an annually renewable lease with an automatic renewal provision contingent on available pledged or reserve revenue under Section 58D109 of Chapter 58 of Title 5 of the Guam Code Annotated. The leaseback shall not be considered public indebtedness under 48 U.S.C. Section 1432A, Section 11 of the Organic Act of Guam, or Guam law. Any lease term extensions will be subject to and not exceed the statutory limit under Guam law. Section 5, term and time of performance. The term of the solicitation is comprised of two sections. One, financing and construction, not to exceed 730 days from the issuance of the notice to proceed. And two, the negotiated lease back, capital maintenance period, not to exceed 30 years. Section 6, selection schedule. The selection schedule is projected to be as follows. All dates and time are Guam Standard Time. Friday, March 28, 2025, the RFP documents were made available. Friday, April 4, 2025, 9 a.m., this is the mandatory pre-proposal conference with the mandatory site visit to follow 2 p.m. at the old Simon Sanchez High School. Friday, April 18, 2025, 4 p.m., last date to submit written questions and or clarifications. Wednesday, April 30th, 2025, 4 p.m., anticipated responses and replies to questions and clarifications would be released from DPW. Friday, May 23rd, 2025, 4 p.m., RFP submittal due date. Your RFPs are due. They're submit them to the DPW TMC building, CIP contract section. Wednesday through Thursday, June 4th through 5th, these are the anticipated presentation and interview dates. And then Friday, June 20, this is the anticipated selection notice. Moving on to section 7, communication regarding the RFP, three proposal questions, explanation to proposers, DPW's answers. Any correspondence or communication by potential proposer must be made in writing via email addressed to the sole point of contact, John F. Kalanayan, engineer supervisor at john.kalanayan@dpw.guam.gov, or by hand delivery to the contract at the Contract Administration Technical Services Office, ground floor, TMC building. All written communications must reference New Simon Sanchez High School, FDD BLM, project number 730-5-1059-L-YIG in subject reference line. Proposers with questions or requiring clarification or interpretation of any section within this RFP must address their questions in writing to or via email to the sole point of contact. Again, that's John Kalanayan, john.kalanayan@dpw.guam.gov, on or before the deadline set forth in the RFP timelines. John, can you please stand so people can see you? Yeah, this is John Kalanayan. Each question must provide clear reference to the section, the page, the item of the RFP. Question received after the deadline shall not be considered. This is bold. No oral explanation in regard to the meaning of any part of this RFP will be made, and no oral instructions will be given before the award of this contract. Discrepancies, omissions, or doubts as to any meanings of the specifications shall be communicated in writing to the sole point of contact of DPW. Questions about any part of this RFP shall be communicated in writing to the sole point of contact at the Department of Public Works for interpretation before the deadline. Proposers should act promptly and allow sufficient time for a written reply to reach them before the submission of their proposal. Interpretation, if required, shall be made in the form of an amendment to the RFP, which will be forwarded to all proposers, and its receipt by the proposer must be acknowledged. DPW's response will be by written addendum. Any other form of interpretation, correction, or change to this RFP will not be binding with the DPW. Any written addendum will be forwarded to all entities or individuals who have picked up an RFP and are included in the Register of Proposals form. All addenda shall form a part of the RFP documents and must be acknowledged upon receipt. Failure to acknowledge receipt of each addendum may be grounds for disqualification. Section 8, Proposal Submittal. The proposal shall be submitted in a sealed envelope or box that is clearly marked New Simon Sanchez High School, FDD, BLM, project number 730-5-1059-L-YIG. It must include one original with all required forms listed in Section 31, RFP attachments and legal requirements, complete with original signatures and notarizations where necessary. 6 copies and 2 electronic copies, CD and USB flash drives, containing the complete technical submittal and 1 separate and sealed individual term sheet and an individual price proposal must accompany that. Section 9, Terms of Payment. The Government of Guam shall pay the proposer on an annual basis for all lease payments due in accordance with the terms of this contract, consistent with the Makahat Act of 2013 and any subsequent relevant public laws. Further details on payment are outlined in Terms of Payment section of your RFP. Section 10, Special Reminder to Prospective Offers. Proposers are reminded to read the request for proposal and to comply with mandatory requirements listed below. Proposals not in compliance with the mandatory requirements below may be disqualified. Mandatory qualification, requirements include proposal package, executive summary, one page, table of contents, cover letter, maximum of one page, body of the proposal. There's 40 pages allowed in there. The details follow underneath. Affidavit of disclosing ownership and commissions, affidavit of non-collusion, affidavit regarding gratuities or kickbacks, affidavit regarding contingencies, affidavit regarding ethical standards, declaration regarding compliance with the U.S. Department of Labor wage determination, acknowledgement of receipt form, and the DPW checklist of responsiveness, which is attached at the end of the packet. Opening of proposals. Proposals will not be opened publicly and will be open in the presence of two or more DPW officials. Proposals will be checked for compliance with the mandatory requirements of the RFP. Failure to comply with any mandatory requirements may cause disqualifications. We'll now move into the questions section of the RFP. And I just want to issue everyone a reminder that I've read consistently, no oral explanation in regard to the meaning of any part of this RFP will be made, and no oral instructions will be given before the award of this contract. Any discrepancies, omissions, or doubts as to the meaning of the specifications shall be communicated in writing to the sole point of contact, John Callanine at DPW. Questions about any part of this RFP shall be communicated in writing to the sole point of contact at the Department of Public Works for interpretation before the deadline. We'll open the floor for questions with that in mind.
Okay.
Okay, for the record, it looks like there are no questions. I'm going to turn this over to now to the Director of Public Works to close out the meeting.
Thank you, Joe. As you can see on the screen, again, we're being extremely diligent when it comes to technical questions. For those of you who don't know, in the RFP, it starts on page 10 and continues on to page 11 in terms of the requirements for pre-proposal questions. Just a couple more things. I want to thank you all for coming here and being involved in this very, very important project. I thank you on behalf of the governor and lieutenant governor. I thank you on their behalf, on behalf of the students of Simon Sanchez, their parents, the faculty, and of course GDOE. We thank you very much for wanting to participate in this occasion and in this monumental project. This is a long time coming, and we believe this is going to be a project that is finally going to come to fruition and benefit the community. At 2 p.m. today, we do have, again, it's a mandatory site visit. Does everybody in this room know exactly where we're meeting? Does everybody know where Simon Sanchez High School is in Jigo? Okay. Specifically, we will, as soon as you come off of Marine Drive where that traffic signal is, entering Marine Drive, we will be the first gate on the left side before you turn. You'll see a couple canopies up. You'll see our DPW cars there, and we'll direct you in there. So we'll go through Cedric Cruz from TRMA. We'll go through some of the design features. We'll go through the actual site. You'll be able to walk through it. While the old school is still existing, it's still standing, we will not allow entry into the old school. The only areas you will be allowed into would be basically the field where the new school is about to be built. Does anybody need a pin or whatever they call those Google things of where it is? Everyone knows where it is, right? I'm being very cautious. I'm being very sure. I'm not going to have anybody say we didn't know where it's at. If you don't know where Simon Sanchez High School is, maybe you're in the wrong meeting. I highly doubt it, though. The other thing was, Simon Sanchez, the registration sheet. Has everyone signed in to that registration sheet? I saw a couple latecomers that came in about 5 minutes late. Everybody sign into the registration sheet? Donna? Everybody? Okay. So that registration sheet, and there may be others because we still have an opening for the, what's that? Picking up the thing, but at this point, they're basically out because this is mandatory. This is mandatory. So you folks are it on who's going to submit proposals. Anybody want to, anybody else wants to pick up a copy of the RFP? They could pick it up. But in terms of those who are going to respond, you folks are it because it started with this mandatory pre-proposal conference and the mandatory site visit at Simon Sanchez High School. Okay? All right. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate your support and your participation. Have a good day and have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you at 2 p.m. at Simon Sanchez.
Yeah.
Crystal's asking if the media can come to Simon Sanchez walk.
To where?
To Simon Sanchez walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they didn't come today?
No.
No?
Yeah.
I really did, but we were prepared for them.
Okay.
We were prepared.